Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Donovan Mitchell with some point of commentary getting ready for the Cavs series against the Orlando Magic. It's going to start 1 o'clock Saturday on ESPN. You can get in for good prices. I think with fees right now, you can get in for $36. Over there at the Cavs Magic game, game one of the playoffs here. We'll talk about those comments here in a moment. Folks, Daryl Ryder, Andy Baskin, they have the latest news surrounding Cleveland Browns Stadium, and they try to answer the question of, is there a dome in the future of Northeast Ohio? But I also think they're going to have to be talking about Deshaun Watson's health and Deshaun Watson's future here with the Cleveland Browns, and if he can take them to the promised land. It's all coming up during new episodes of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe now at 92.3thefan.com or the absolutely free Odyssey app. Read these quotes to me. Tone, this is from Cleveland.com. You got over there from Donovan Mitchell as we get ready for the Orlando Magic and Cleveland Cavaliers, which, by the way, after that game, Peterlin, post-game, right here, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com, and on that absolutely free Odyssey app. So make sure you're listening on Saturday. Hopefully good, but good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter. Jonathan will take you through it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell in talking to Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, and sometimes guest here on 92.3 The Fan, said, obviously you're judged by conference finals and finals. That's my mindset. When he was asked about his bar for success, that's kind of where I am and where my head is at. Mitchell said, first round, second round is cool. I'm taking it one round at a time, but my goal is to make the conference finals and get to the NBA finals. That is what I'm judged on.
So you put more pressure on the Cavs? Because it sounds like I asked yesterday, is beating Orlando enough? And a lot of fans said no. And boy, when you just read that, it sounds like that's a no for Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, and I think
is he the guy who can be the number one and take you to that lane as well? Because when you get to the four teams left, that's a very special thing. Eastern and Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think in most normal years, I think it's probably not. He's probably not good enough to shoulder that kind of a load. I mean, we've seen years where Trae Young has gotten to the conference finals, but, you know, those were very specific years. You know, you'd have to go back and look at the bubble. Of course, the bubble year was when Donovan Mitchell had just one of the most insane series ever in playoff runs, but he only got to the semifinals in the Western Conference. But I think in most years, no, Donovan Mitchell is probably not good enough to be able to do that and shoulder that kind
He's
of a
not.
Load. No, I just think Donovan has been amazing. He's been an MVP candidate. He's been second team All-NBA, but the names of guys and the profile of guys that are truly there mean that they're of the magnitude of the Giannis's, the LeBron's, the Kawhi Leonard's, you know, those types of players. I don't think he's been able to do that. And he needs a certain team around him to be able to do that. I think I was hopeful that in year two of Donovan here in Cleveland, that Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, that they would be playing at such a level where Donovan wouldn't have to shoulder that kind
so
of
So is
load.
He lying to himself?
Well, did he predict it? Did he?
Well, he went and helped get George Niang here, which it's like George Niang's a good basketball player, don't get me wrong, and we like him, but it's not like he's not part of the core four with the Cavs, and it wouldn't be like he'd be a part of the big three with the Miami Heat or anything like that. But he went and he got George Niang. He wanted to get Max Strus. They got those guys. Clearly, he has this in his head. Winning is, he's obsessed with it, and I love that. But also, you're telling me that he's not one of those guys. He's not that upper echelon guy who can carry them to an Eastern Conference Finals or an NBA Finals. The standard that he has set for himself right here in these quotes with Cleveland.com. That's why I'm asking, is he lying to himself then?
Well,
not accusing you of lying to the people.
No, I think great players. I think he's a great player, and great players always believe that they can do it, that they can go toe-to-toe with anybody in a series and come out victorious. Like, I believe that Donovan Mitchell believes that he can do that. Unfortunately, he's not 100% healthy to begin with. And up
but
until
I,
this
but
point,
I'm talking in general, not right now. I mean, I think that he knows that he's banged up. I think the Cavs know that he's banged up. And I'm trying to meet him halfway on the rationale for what happened on Sunday. And I know that you called me out for being a stick in the mud earlier in the show. And I want to address that coming up here in less than 20 minutes, also with the Guardians' incredible start. But I think that that's part of the rationale for what they did against Orlando, or what they did to line up Orlando and say, all right, he's injured, because I still think he's a guy that's playing with a significant injury. He's injured. Let's get past Orlando. Let's get a first-round opponent. Let's roll the dice against Boston. Because I said to you yesterday, I wouldn't have picked them to beat Boston in October when everybody was healthy. Not everybody, but most people were healthy. Evan Mobley started the season off injured. But I would say that I wouldn't have picked them to beat Boston. So if I wouldn't have picked them to beat Boston, I have to be realistic about it now. But I also think that if this is going to last long term, Donovan's going to have to be realistic about this too and understand what limitations he might have and be able, the Cavs better be able to set him up with people that can help with those limitations and help them exceed them.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be tough for Donovan. Now, he, to his credit, he's never mentioned leaving Cleveland. He actually never mentioned and never asked for a trade out of Utah.
Yep.
I think he understands the dynamics of the league. And yeah, do I think he'd like to play alongside, you know, a great wing who's ready to win now, maybe a Jimmy Butler? But I mean, there are going to be plenty of places that are going to be attached to him after this season if they flame out in the first round. But it's also easier said than done to get to a place where he can play with one of those guys. Like, that's not easy. That's not easy. And at this stage of his career, you know, he is with a really good Cleveland team that when Cleveland is healthy and clicking on all cylinders, you know, they're a threat, you know, in the playoffs. I think we'd be a lot more competitive if we'd seen the real Darius Garland, which unfortunately we haven't. Evan Mobley's taking steps. I think the Evan Mobley in 3 years, that's a guy. That's a guy that potentially...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it
in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Donovan Mitchell would love to play alongside of. So that's not the Evan Mobley now.
That's fair. Well, that's kind of what I wanted to get to. 216-474-0092, because I got to set the standard here first before I really ask people. Do you consider Eastern and Western Conference final teams, those four, do you consider them the contenders? Like, those are contenders, actual contenders, and then the rest everybody's hoping to have a really nice season or build for the future. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, in any normal year.
So then I must ask, can the Cavs contend with Mitchell as a number one? Can they be a true, because when I say contend, I think a lot of people think that's a wide net. Can they be a finals quality team? When you're in the Eastern Conference or Western Conference finals, you are a finals quality, finals caliber team. Can they be a finals caliber team with Donovan as the number one?
Yeah, now, because they could have this year, now knowing that Giannis is injured and may not even get through the first round and they could lose to the Pacers. Like, then that side of the bracket opens up. Like I said, in a weird year, like where Trae Young was able to take his Atlanta Hawks team to the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, but I want something sustainable. Because when we go back to Trae Young with the Atlanta Hawks and everybody's talking about, like, is this going to even work with this guy? Like, that, it just seems like that was such a comet across the sky.
Yeah.
And for Donovan, you mentioned, where was he at his best in the postseason? It was in the bubble. So again, I don't want it to be some comet across the sky. Like, I need something that I believe is sustainable. And one of my major questions and concerns with what they did when they first made the trade. Like, I was pro-trade, love the trade. I guess I go down with that ship, would have made that trade. But one of my major concerns that I had, and it wasn't in the back of my mind, I brought this up on the air several times, is Evan Mobley too young at that time, 2 years ago when they make that trade, to where their timelines aren't going to match up. Now, I didn't foresee Evan Mobley getting hurt a bunch this year and having to really start to come from behind and then try to assert himself with dominance, not getting all the games in that we would want him to get his games in. And to his credit, he's been more aggressive. I think he's been better at the rack. I think he's been better defensively, and that's saying something for the guy. And obviously, he's tried to shoot more threes, even though the gather takes forever for him to do so. That said, I have to speed up his timeline on a guy that we all understand is not going to have his timeline sped up unless he's ready for it. I have to try to speed up his timeline to get him to play alongside Donovan Mitchell for one of two reasons. One, I want Donovan Mitchell to be placated. The second thing is you and I both believe that he is not a true alpha. No, take that back. He has that type of idea in his head. A true one percenter. A true LeBron, Giannis, et cetera guy. I think he thinks that. I don't believe it. You don't believe it. And I think that it's the same thing when you see Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard believe it. That's why I always make the comparison. He believed it for a long time. And I think that when Donovan sees that, I think that he sees he cost himself in his career that Dame Lillard did. And so I think, well, why aren't you thinking the same way? But that means that I have to move on. And so I'm stuck in a rock and a hard place here with Evan Mobley trying to get him up to that next level that I think he can be at, to where some people are losing that faith that he can be at. And if he doesn't get there, we're never going to have this come to fruition where they're going to be a true finals quality team.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean you just don't even try.
Apparently, like, yeah,
like,
of course.
Like,
yes.
The Knicks. Do the Knicks have a player? Like, you just went through that entire catalog of whether you're truly a contender or not based on all these different checklist items, okay? I mean, are the Knicks? No, but that doesn't mean their fans aren't excited. Like, yeah, Jalen Brunson has outplayed Donovan Mitchell two different times. Is that sustainable? Is that a way that the Knicks, I mean, the Knicks still have assets to try to make a big swing. Some people think they're still going to try to make a big swing towards Donovan Mitchell. I don't even know if that makes sense for them. But that's why you still got to roll out the balls and see what happens, because there are injuries. Like, all of a sudden, imagine if Jason Tatum in round two, say the Cavs get to round two, Jason Tatum, falls over Evan Mobley's leg. And then all of a sudden, you are feeling confident. Darius Garland just got past the bugaboos of the first round series. And Donovan Mitchell is getting better and better and better. Like, you just never know. That's why you can't take it for granted.
I don't want to be in a position where I have to be patient, or I have to hurry patience. Because you're mentioning Boston, and I think a lot of people understand this, that Boston might be at its hilt right now. I mean, a year and a half ago, people were thinking, can this team, are we looking at the last iteration of this team together with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum together? And now they look like they are an unstoppable force that's going to go to the NBA Finals and maybe win an NBA championship this year. But if I were to look at them and say, if you were to lose, then it starts to get blown up, but it's a buildup. So now I'm losing time to build up because I'm so concerned about Donovan Mitchell's contract situation. So I got to get him to understand that this is still going to take more time and that the grass isn't always greener on the East Coast or wherever you might want to play, whether it be coastal basketball.
But either way,
I'm trying to juggle a lot of things here as a Cavs fan.
It all starts with them winning this series. They can't do anything until they win this series.
Obviously.
So all season, we talked about the premium that is placed on the playoffs. That's always been the case, whether it's superstars or whether it's a rebuilding team. We don't start to take you seriously until you win more than one playoff game. You have to win a playoff series. And I know this town seems to be divided about, yeah, but then they'll play Boston in the second round. You know what? I'll talk about that when we get there, but we've got to get there. We have to win this series. The stakes are really high. I'm excited about this series with Orlando. I do think we're going to learn a ton about Darius Garland, about Evan Mobley. I already know what Donovan Mitchell at his peak is capable of. It's time for the other guys. It's time to experience that, and I think they are well-suited for this playoff matchup.
7:45, two-second trivia. You win a four-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. You're going to love them. They taste fantastic. I've had them. I've had all four at once. I've sat outside a bus like in Billy Madison, eating and laughing at the same time. Norm MacDonald was there. It was amazing. But go ahead. Two-second trivia, 7:45, your chance to win a four-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero. Coming up next, Lima accused me of being a stick in the mud earlier today because I think I'm turning into him in some ways. And it's hard to stay calm when they start off that hot. Your Gardos are 12-5 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.